Find a comfortable chair.
Good morning, Harold. Did I do something?
Of course.
Good morning. We're here to talk about prisoner reentry. And we're here to understand how that means safe and healthy communities. The forum is intended to bring together those that have been studying, debating, piloting good prisoner reentry practices so as to form a collaboration so that their common agenda, their common goal around safe and healthy communities can gain even greater success. I'm John Larrabee, Chief Executive Officer of Community Resources for Justice. A brief word about who we are. I think our annual reports are in the room. We are a 130-year-old organization that have been involved in the issues of crime and punishment for that long. We do a couple of things. We work with individuals in the criminal justice system, in the juvenile justice and child welfare systems, and in the Department of Mental Retardation system, providing safe and effective places for them to live, safe and effective practices for them to return to the community. We also work on a public policy front. Our Crime and Justice Institute, which produced this report and put on this forum, is working with jurisdictions across the country, helping them to understand how to better do things like prisoner reentry. We're very grateful for the opportunity to work with the co-chairs of the Judiciary Committee, Senator Robert Creeden and Representative Eugene O'Flaherty, to organize this session. Also want to thank two entities that have helped make our work possible, this forum possible in particular. One is the Dwyer and Calora Foundation, and the other is the Gardner Howland Shaw Foundation. Their support, continuous support over the years for the kind of work that we've been doing on public policy and reentry has allowed us to keep that going. On the panel are representatives of the essential elements to developing a strong system of prisoner reentry. And as I mentioned, each of them have been working on their own way on this thing called prisoner reentry. Each of them pursues the goal of enhancing public safety and safer communities. We have Chief Davis of the Boston Police Department, who understands prisoner reentry from one perspective. We have Mike Botticelli from the Department of Public Health, Bureau of Substance Abuse Services, who understands it from a different perspective. We have Mike O'Keefe, the District Attorney in the Cape and the Islands, who sees prisoner reentry from a different perspective. Commissioner Harold Clark from the Department of Correction, Chairperson Maureen Walsh, and others who look at prisoner reentry from their perspective and how can I do it best? How can I contribute to public safety? And what we'd like to see if can we bring those efforts together? Can we bring those different entities and efforts together into a system of prisoner reentry so that there's much better support and understanding and collaboration and therefore greater success? So to set the stage for this conversation, our Crime and Justice Institute has prepared a report. I hope you've got copies. And of the why, the how, and the what of prisoner reentry. Len Engel of our Crime and Justice Institute, and thanks to Len for the preparation of that report, is going to give us an overview and get this discussion started. So Len?
Hi,